Oh, she's on.
Is that the relationship?
She was, four ounces.
Yeah.
Did you get it fixed?
Thank you.
You'll tomorrow.
You're welcome.
All right, it is six PM. I call the Human Services meeting to order. Roll call has been, filled out. All supervisors are present except for Supervisor Kirsten and Nudleski, who are both excused. First off, we'll move on to citizens' comments. Are there any citizens here tonight wishing to speak? Any citizens wishing to speak? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. I have no comments, this, evening. Are there any comments from other supervisors on the committee? Youth and governance, any comments? All right. And now we will move on to the approval of the minutes from December 5th of 2023. Motion by Supervisor Uhas, second by Supervisor Stocker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. First on our docket tonight, we have a resolution to approve the appointment of Kathy, Mkuchin to serve on the Commission on Aging and Disability Services.
Thank you. This evening Kathy is here. She made a new appointment to our Commission on Aging. Her term would go through February 2026. A packet was submitted as part of, what you have in front of you. If you have questions, Kathy is here to answer.
Kathy, would you like to step up and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kathy Mkuchin. I live in Kenosha. I, have a degree in dance movement therapy, which is a specialty of mental health counseling. I was in the mental health field for 10 years. I am also the parent to two young adults with disabilities. So I have a lot of experience. I'm both a professional and a parent. And I also completed the Board for People with Developmental Disabilities training on partners in policymaking for advocacy. So I've been doing disability advocacy since 2014.
Awesome. Yes, Supervisor Kirsten.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve by Supervisor Garrison, second by Supervisor Kabiga.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
whoa, whoa.
Gents, I'm sorry. A motion by Supervisor Gents, a second by Supervisor. Your hands were competing there.
I'm another Garrison, I guess. You know, there's one and two. There's third somewhere, right?
Sorry, we're just happy.
Yeah, we're just thanks for coming.
Is there any discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the resolution is approved. Thank you for coming.
Sir.
Why do I get you two mixed up on the
I'm sorry.
It's not personal. All right. next up, go ahead.
Thank you. Appointment for Kayla Hove to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Health. This term would run through February 2029. Kayla is here this evening. She's a new appointment. She currently works as an RN in one of our local hospitals. If there's any questions, she'd be happy to answer.
Kayla, would you like to come on up and introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Hello, my name is Kayla. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse since 2016. Prior to being a nurse, I was a volunteer firefighter EMT. I've been in the medical field since about 2011 for my total service. My passion has always been patient care and helping to take care of people in our local community. I work at one of our local medical facilities. My background has consisted of emergency medicine, surgical services. During the pandemic, I did step aside from patient care for a while, and I did some clinical health informatics, which was great. And now I am working as an infection control nurse. I'm really excited to be a part of this group, hopefully, and help to make our citizens' health better.
Supervisor Kubicki.
There's a question I'll move to approve.
Supervisor Gantz will second her.
For the record. Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Very good appointees.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming.
I like the
firefighter. Oh, geez, Ed.
All right, number eight.
Thank you. The next resolution is the appointment of Dr. Laws to serve on our Canoga County Board of Health. Dr. Laws is here this evening. He'd be a new appointment. His term would be until February 2029. And if you have any questions, he certainly is available.
Awesome. Dr. Laws, would you like to introduce yourself?
Good evening, yes. Harry Laws here. Living in Silver Lake, moved here about 7 years ago from Indianapolis to be close to our grandkids. And I've loved it out here. Thanks very much. I think you got my resume summarizing 50 years of pediatrics and senior executive position, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm also an election official. You folks are going to vote in the primary.
Excellent.
Happy to answer any questions.
Move to approve.
All right, I have a motion by Supervisor Gentz, a second by Supervisor Uhas.
Good man.
Any further discussion?
You won't hold the Indianapolis thing against you.
Seeing none, youth and governance, I have not been asking you to vote, I apologize, how would you? Aye, all right, you're second, ready?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Six.
Thank you.
All right, great.
So the next three resolutions are all reappointments. Julie Robinson has been on our Board of Health for at least two terms. Her term would run through February 2029, has been an active member on the Board of Health, and we'd ask for her reappointment by this committee.
Motion approved.
Motion by Supervisor Uhas.
Second
by Supervisor Kubicki. Any discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance?
Aye.
Rest of the committee?
Aye.
Aye. And then number nine.
The next one is Kenny Harper, who is also a reappointment. This would be his second term on the Board of Health. His term would go through February 2029. We'd ask for his board's approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gentz, second by Supervisor Uhas. Any discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance?
Aye.
Rest of the committee?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we have number 10.
Number 10 is a reappointment to Barb Wisniewski to serve on the Brookside Board of Trustees. This would be her second term on that trustee. She's an active member, attends the meetings regularly, and we'd ask for this committee's approval.
Move to approve.
Motion by Supervisor Kubicki. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Gentz. Any discussion?
I was hoping to have her here to have some questions.
Okay.
With her. So I don't know what the process is now. If we could maybe move to have her come.
It's a reappointment, but I think everyone understands it back.
Are you making a motion?
Yes.
So Supervisor Stocker is making a motion to defer this until the next Human Services Committee. Is there a second? Okay, no second.
Okay.
So the motion dies. Is there any further discussion on this appointment? All right, seeing none, youth and governance?
Aye.
Rest of the committee?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Supervisor Stocker, did you say nay?
Yes.
Very
quiet.
Thank you.
Sorry. Try to speak up.
Thank you very much. All right, now moving on to our Brookside presentation.
You sit on this side of the table. All right, so does anybody want a hard copy? I know you've got it electronically. I do have some printed if anyone wants a hard copy.
I told her no.
She told me you guys don't like printed, but I'm gonna bring them just in case.
Everything's gonna work. Everything will be okay.
So we've had some good changes with Brookside since we've last reported. We'll start on page 2 with the census.
I'm sorry. Can I get a hard copy?
Yes.
Computer froze.
Yes, I do.
And I have one for Maddie
who's asked. Yeah.
Sorry, can I take this?
That's okay. I brought them just in case. So, too, obviously our census is what drives our revenue. And we had budgeted for 2023, 128. For December, we ended at 127.9. And year to date, we're at 113.6. So as you can see in the right column, it's just been increasing month over month. The next page, 3 of 5, is our financial statement report. This is preliminary for December. We still have year-end entries to make. But as of right now, we've got a year-to-date loss of $98,000. So this is a huge change, and the biggest change is the supplemental payment. So we receive a supplemental payment for Medicaid. We've received some large Medicaid increases in the rates, as you guys are aware. And we were not expecting a supplemental payment. In fact, the one we received for the first half of this year was supposed to be $600,000, and it got reduced to $200,000. And now we get another $475,000 about for the rest of this year. We'll have that for the next year, for January through June, and we did not budget anything for the supplemental payment, and then we'll see kind of what happens after that. So with that payment in there, that has brought our loss down to $98,000. We do have some ARPA funding that was in the budget, $225,000, that will be part of the year-end entries, and that will bring them to a profit. We don't know how health insurance will be or any of that yet, but. So if you go to the next page, page 4 of 5, this is the per day analysis that I've started doing. And of the $98,000 loss, it breaks up our revenue and expenses into the payer buckets. So that first bucket is the Med A bucket. We are seeing a profit per patient day of $58.70. And of the $98,000 loss, the Med A is a profit of $437,000. Then you'll see managed care. We have a loss per day of $88.82. And the loss is year to date $241,000. Private pay, a loss of $48.63 per bed. And we have the loss of $629,000. And then the Medicaid, we have actually a profit, $6.55 per day, $120,000. So we're now starting to see the Medicaid cover the cost. It's not really a profit, we just have costs that are in there that we can draw down from the Medicaid cost report that are not in the GL. And then in the Medicare B bucket, we have a profit of $177,000. And so those are the main buckets that make up our $98,000 loss. When you look at the cost per day, so right now our cost per day is $434.59. Our census is still low. Year to date it's 113 out of 154 beds. Down below in the 2022, we had ended at $458 a day. So as we fill beds, that cost per day is decreasing because the fixed cost is being spread amongst more beds. So even though we see a loss in the private pay, it's because we're not charging them for unused space. We don't want to increase their rate. Once we build up our census back to in the 140s, we should see that cost go down, and then we can reevaluate where the Medicaid rate should be, or the private pay, I'm sorry, private pay rate. Questions?
So, where were we like halfway through 2016? I mean, what?
2023?
2023.
See,
you guys knew what I was talking about.
It was just a task.
Page 2. Right around.
Oh, yeah. I didn't need the census.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I see that the reason our census is low, we've got 5 that started out in the forever, and now we're really doing well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a great thing. But she's very excited about the $98,000 negative, and I want to understand, you know.
So
I think we're going to start to see the costs, our negative, go down because we're filling more beds, and that's, the ultimate goal. So, I mean, that's a definite plus, but I just wanna dive in, it's the finance and me trying to dive into that.
Yep, so, through 6/30, we had a year-to-date loss of $682,000. And now we are, as you recall, we are changing our model to a more long-term census, now that Medicaid is covering the cost. And with long-term, you're not gonna see the ups and downs, we're gonna see a more stable census. And once we get those beds filled, they stay 600, 700, 800 plus days, like years and years. And our system only goes back, we just implemented that, I think, in 2019, so it only goes back that far. So if, you're gonna see it stabilize, instead of having the Med A that's temporary, they're going in and out every couple weeks.
Okay, so, I have another question that just popped in my little head. Where are we as far as cost against other nursing homes in other areas? I mean, are we affordable?
We are.
Can you just talk to me about that for a second?
So we did, we had something recently, what was that, 4 or 5 months ago or something, you submit, or was that Willowbrook that you did?
No, I did it with the Medic, with Brookside, because all of the Medicaid cost reports are public knowledge.
We are not the most expensive, but.
No, we're.
And I'm not saying we are, I just, I'm curious to know whether our county is getting something that is affordable based on, you know, other areas and what they're, you're costing, what the costs are to house their agents. So that's my question, it's not, I don't think we're overcharging or anything like that, but I'm just curious to know, when you guys look into that, what do you get?
Well, I mean, the quality of Brookside is top-notch in the whole state. And it's, you know, I haven't done an in-depth analysis, I can pull all of the county-run, actually, anyone that does Medicaid, I can pull all of their cost reports, and I can see exactly where their expenses are, where their revenue are, is, you know, and there are some counties still on the levy, but I don't have that, I didn't have that prepared for today, but I can put something together for you.
Well, that answers my questions, thank you.
Supervisor Bickie.
How are we dealing with the staffing positions of Brookside?
Yeah, so we're doing much better, obviously, as evidenced by our growth in census, right?
Right.
So we do have a couple of LPN positions that are open on second, and a handful of part-time CNA positions on all shifts. So we're getting there. Our goal is to open those additional 12 beds that are empty on that first floor for long-term care. Of course, we need to make sure everything is stable staffing-wise before we initiate that. But then our goal is to do that shortly. We've obviously, unfortunately, seen the spike in COVID cases, which then our staff are out for an extended period of time. We're definitely moving in the right direction, just little hurdles that keep bumping us up.
I appreciate that, thank you so much.
You have the total census was budgeted at 128, what is the, and I know you guys told me before, I just forgot, what is the capacity of the facility if we did fill all of this?
154.
So 154.
We're at, when I left, 131 today.
So what is your feeling, 6 months from now, how much, how many more, like, are we gonna get halfway to the, to 150, or another?
My goal is 145, personal goal. So that is where I plan on going, and you can see just from the census how, you know, baby steps, but it's definitely going there. So the goal is, once we can open that other side of long-term care, again, like Tammy said, it's the consistency.
And I think last time we talked during the budget discussions, there was a talk of supply and demand, for the first time you're actually having to put out advertisements. How is that going, is there, are we back to having a waiting list? Is it basically, we can fill these beds once we have the staffing, where's that balance at right now?
Well, as in our industry, we've had a lot of our long-termers pass away as of recent, more than normal, I guess, but, so it takes a while to replenish that. Where we're finding our best fit for long-term care are people who are coming in for short-term rehab, realize that they cannot return home or back to their assisted living. and then they actually just stay with us. Those are the ones that we have found is more promising than anything else. A lot of people, well, some people will also request a transfer from other facilities. Those are easier too.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you presenting us with this information. Is there any other businesses authorized by law this evening? All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll do it, Brian.
Motion by Supervisor Gant, second by Supervisor Kabit. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we are adjourned, thank you.
Oh, thank you. The, most of them were created before I started, so.